Today's business leaders are thinking differently. That's according to self-styled rebel in a business suit, Sean Weaver.
What I mean by the fact that they're thinking in a different way is that a lot of them are starting to feel dissociated from the work that they're doing. They got into it as a career. They've probably been very successful at it, but there's a loss of meaning in terms of why they're doing it. There's a loss of purpose. They are beginning to become detached. They're questioning why they're doing it, and they're looking for meaning in their lives in terms of what they're doing. They're looking for more purpose in what they're doing. In effect, you could say they're actually looking for a vocation. They want something that's going to energize their lives, energize their reason for being here. And that's where you're seeing an increasing number of people stepping out of really well-paid, well-successful corporate jobs and just working to do something completely different. And there's an awful lot of them out there, but as yet there's no cohesive unit of or philosophy for them to start following just yet. You don't even have to look at a business leader. An awful lot of people are feeling increasingly detached from the work that they're doing, and it's something that they do, and now they're having to do it as opposed to loving to do it. And there's an awful lot more people now looking for that love and what they want to do.
Is that all about being an entrepreneur, or is that something different?
I think you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You can be an entrepreneur, you can also be an intrapreneur. In other words, you can operate like that just inside an organization as well. If you're heading up a project team, for example, or you're managing a particular department, you could be operating in a creative zone, for example. A lot of them are quite comfortable working inside the corporate space, and that's why we call them rebels in business suits, because they quite happily work inside the corporate space, but they don't have the corporate mindset. They don't subscribe to this macho culture that I've got to be there before the boss and I've got to leave after the boss leaves. You know, there's this sort of ladder that they've got to walk on. That's not the issue anymore. The issue for them is, what am I getting out of what I'm doing here? And an awful lot of people are really cognizant and aware of the business objectives they have to meet, but they're not connected to them themselves. Tom Peters, I think, was one of the management guys who said, people that you see in the brochures are always the big managing directors and the chief executives. You don't see the janitors and the secretaries in the brochures. What happens to them when they leave the organization? They go and they end up heading up parent teachers associations or local golf clubs or whatever. They're putting their passion and their drive into something they don't associate with the work. Now, what I'm trying to say is, if you really want to harness the rebels of today, what about creating an environment in which they're really happy doing what they're doing? And think about your productivity then as well. Rebels don't think about profits anymore. They're not concerned about competition. They're interested in collaboration. There's a whole new set of values coming into business. It's not about me being first. It's about me working with you to create an even bigger market. And if you look at some of the really big organizations in the world today, that's exactly what they're doing. They're combining where for years they competed in order to create even bigger marketplaces. So you're going to see things like collaboration, nurture, communication, networks. These are the values of today's business world, or the coming business world.
And globally, what does this mean?
I think globally, there's a shift going on. I think culturally, there's a shift going on for people. You know, for years, people have talked about the new age, and had the astrological heavies and the California crazies always going on about new age. But genuinely, there is a new age of sorts actually occurring. We've been going through what I term step ages over the last couple of hundred years. We've gone from the industrial age, where we learned about time management and structure and focus. Then we've moved into the information age. And the information age has given us the power to leverage the power of our brains significantly more than any other time in history. What's happened is, now we've so much more information, it's changing the way we look at the world. And now we're moving into the next mini age, and the mini age, or step age, if you want to call it that, is the age of purpose and meaning. Okay, I've got access to wealth, I've got access to information, I've got access to the way by which I can shape and change my life like never before. Now let me do that and give me a reason for doing that. Give me that purpose, give me that meaning, give me that vocation, which is the real power. And I talked about the old age, if you like, or they talk about the Piscean age, the masculine energies of competition and one-on-one leadership and combat and all that sort of stuff. That's giving way to much more feminine-orientated energies, which, as I said earlier, is about collaboration, it's about networking, it's about leverage, and it's about nurture. And you're going to see more and more of that evolving. And actually, what's happened is managers are having to learn these skills of very high-level presentation skills, the ability to mentor and coach and work with people, the ability to network effectively, the ability to present effectively. They're basically learning the skills that women inherently have in themselves in order to create a whole new style of leadership, which is collaborative leadership. So it's not, you know, beatings will continue till morale improves type stuff anymore. It's about, how do we make this happen, and how is this meaningful for us as a group? So you're going to see an awful lot more mastermind groups, communities now evolving. And if you look at the web, and particularly Web 2.0, the big thing there is communities. The information age, funnily enough, isolated us, and now we're looking to recombine, and in doing so, fulfill everything we're capable of being.
That's Rebel in a Business Suit, Sean Weaver.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.